Bank of America shareholders re-elected the bank's board of directors at Wednesday's annual meeting despite intense opposition from two shareholder advisory firms. The opposition stemmed from the bank's decision last fall to also make CEO Brian Moynihan the bank's chairman. Shareholders also affirmed the board's decision to give a $13 million compensation package to Moynihan. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Some stockholders told Bank of America CEO and Chairman Brian Moynihan that they realize he inherited a lot of problems when he took control of the company 5 years ago. Still, they say not enough progress has been made to justify his compensation package. Most of that is in the form of a stock bonus, which is what shareholder Tom Flockhart objects to, given that investor payments were only a nickel a share last year.
The idea of a $11.5 million stock bonus to you is foreign. I don't understand it.
Bank of America's revenue dropped by $1.3 billion in the first quarter of this year, but during the annual stockholders' meeting, Moynihan focused on the company's progress. That list included cutting expenses by $13 billion over the past 4 years, reducing the number of delinquent loans, and selling off assets.
We simplified the company. We did that by exiting a lot of businesses, reducing the geographic scope of businesses remained in the United States.
Moynihan faced a barrage of questions from stockholders dissatisfied with their low investment returns. They questioned whether the bank was too large and unmanageable, pointing to a $4 billion accounting error last year as an example. One shareholder chided the bank officials for repeatedly referring to the nearly $17 billion settlement with the federal government that the bank had to pay over mortgage fraud as a litigation expense. This shareholder, who would not give her name, told Moynihan the mistakes are too costly for investors.
I think you are part of the problem, and it's time for you to retire.
Moynihan says continued low interest rates are responsible for the bank's less than stellar performance and an economy that's bouncing back slowly. Shareholder Jim Wallace of Oklahoma City has concerns, but overall is optimistic about the bank's future.
I'm impatient. You know, the downturn in 08, you know, 7 years behind us, and the dividend is still anemic, but I think the problems have been monumental and they are on their way to recovery.
The board and Moynihan were also questioned about the bank giving Moynihan the titles of CEO and chairman last year without shareholder input or vote. In response, the board will let stockholders vote on the issue sometime before next year's annual meeting. In the meantime, Moynihan will continue to hold both positions. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.